Okay, our next speaker is Maxine Bowler from Unite. Maxine represents a lot of people in the voluntary sector who are really frightened too about losing their jobs with the public spending cuts, and they do an absolutely great job for society. Maxine, tell us all about it.
Hello, Sheffield! It's fantastic that so many people have come out today. We're disgusted with them, aren't we? The Lib Dems completely conned us all, and we want them out. They're a bunch of liars. Right, I'm from the voluntary sector at Trade Union Unite in Sheffield, and I want to say that the only big society I want to see is the kind of big society we can see here today. The big society where people stand up and fight back against these atrocious cuts that they're putting through that are going to damage the lives of ordinary people across this country. And what kind of country is it when we spent £2 million barricading the Liberals in because they can't face the people of this city? And you know, it amazes me because the press have been going on about violent this, violent that. And to be honest, in the Middle East, we've seen people standing up for their rights. But in this city, it seems you are not allowed to. They'd sooner spend money barricading people in. £2 million, the cut in the children's hospital is £5 million. I think that £2 million will be more than £2 million. They should have given that to the children's hospital or stopped the cuts in Charleston. And I want to say that the big society is a big con. It's Orwellian double speech. What did we have? We had Thatcher. There's no such thing as society. Now we've got Cameron, the big society. This big society is a cover for privatisation, for cuts. And in the voluntary sector, if that wasn't true, why are they not funding the charities in the voluntary sector? I'll tell you why not. They want you all to live on air. That's what they want you to do. Volunteer and live on air. And we have to say, no, we're going to fight you. We're going to fight you every inch of the way. Yeah. And my final point is, I don't believe that we can stand by and let them pick us off one by one, because that's what they're trying to do. And we need to unite together. The 26th of March will be the biggest demonstration that we've seen by the trade union movement. I want you all to come down on the coaches, on the trains. At the back of here, there's a stall for the Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance. Put your name down. If you've not got your ticket yet, you have to come. I agree with what Speaker said earlier on. We need to make Trafalgar Square into Tahrir Square. We need to say we are the people and we're not putting up with your cuts.
Oh, well done, Maxine. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, I'm very, very pleased our next speaker has arrived. It's Len McCluskey, the General Secretary of the biggest union in the country, Unite the Union. And we're right at the forefront with millions of workers who are involved in the struggle. So, Len, it's over to you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Martin, and good afternoon, Sheffield. Sisters and brothers, comrades, friends, I just want to first of all congratulate you for the fantastic turnout here today. These type of meetings are taking place all over the country, all over our nations, in order to make certain that the message is crystal clear that we are not prepared to pay for the crisis caused by the spivs and the speculators and the greedy bankers. We're not going to be fooled by the line that says we're all in it together. Don't make me laugh. We've just had the banks declare £25 billion worth of profit for last year, the very year that workers were being made redundant by the tens of thousands in the banks and elsewhere in private sector, when workers were being asked to take pay cuts and pay freezes, and the people who caused it announced £24 billion worth of profit, and that's after they awarded themselves £7 billion in bonuses. All in it together, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. We've got Diamond, the bloke who heads up the RBS, the Barclays, and the CEO of RBS, who are now receiving £7, £8, £9 million worth of bonuses. It's like having a winning lottery ticket as part of your employment package. We've got to make it crystal clear that we intend to fight all the way. We intend to declare that there is an alternative. The right-wing media would have you believe that there is no alternative to a cuts agenda. That is not true. £25 billion a year is lost through tax evasion. Not tax avoidance. Tax avoidance, perfectly open, transparent and legal. And if we had a government that was prepared to tackle the super rich and the corporate giants, then we wouldn't be talking about cuts to our public services. You know, comrades, it gets me angry when these chinless wonders, these harbingers of greed, attack our public service workers. Who do they think they are? Public sector workers are the people who teach our kids, who heal our sick, who care for our elderly and our infirm, who encourage our youth, who clean our streets and collect our refuse. The very people that create the fabric of the civilised communities that we live in. And we're not prepared to allow them to be attacked by these harbingers of greed. We're equally not going to allow them to try to split public sector workers from private sector workers. Even on their own account, 600,000 jobs are going to go in the public sector, but 700,000 are going to go in the private sector. It's the economics of the madmen, and it's driven by an ideological theory that we've got to stand up against. That's why we need to unite in this alliance of resistance. We need to bring together the trade unions, community organisations, church organisations, student organisations. And let me just say a word about our students and about our young people. How proud I am that they've shown the way by the direct action that they've taken coming out on the streets. How proud I am to see organisations like UK Uncut taking direct action, because direct action is what is needed. And let me send a message. We always send a message to Clegg and Cameron to keep their sleazy hands off our public services. Well, I've got another message to the Metropolitan Police Force and to any other police force throughout our nations where the cap fits. Keep your sleazy hands off our kids. If they want to go out onto the streets, then they should be allowed to do so. It's their streets, it's our streets, and we won't be kettled or stopped from protesting. Comrades, we're here today to make certain that the people behind us understand what our message is. And I heard the chant before going up of shame, shame. And it is a shame. And I make an appeal here today, not to Nick Clegg. Nick Clegg is very cosy with his other public school chum, Dave. But he is using Liberal Democrat activists as shock troops for this Tory council revolution. And it's about time Liberal Democrat activists, councillors and yes, MPs decided to join the people, decided to join the alliance of resistance. 65 years ago, our parents and our grandparents, having defeated the evil of fascism in Europe, returned in order to build, determined to build a land fit for heroes. They built the welfare state. They created the National Health Service. They gave us universal education. And we owe it to their memory and to the future of our kids to make it clear that people understand that we will fight to defend our communities. And I am confident because my experience tells me that when working people unite everywhere around the world, when working people unite, justice will prevail. Good luck, comrades.
Yeah, big hand for Len McCloskey. Thanks very much, Len. That's absolutely brilliant. And a very powerful message from the General Secretary of Britain's largest trade union. Now, another trade union that's in the front line at the moment are the university teachers and lecturers. So a big hand here for Liz Lawrence from UCU, who we got to get help here to get up onto the platform. You're doing a ballot, Liz, so tell us all about it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Greetings from UCU, the University College Union.
As loud as you can.
I've got to be as loud as I can. I'll do my best. Okay, today's rally is magnificent, but we also need industrial action. We need industrial action to defend jobs and pensions and public services. We need to take action to defend education and the health service. Now, we're involved in 5 industrial disputes at the moment at UCU nationally. We managed to win some of those ballots. We've got 3 more ballot results to come in on Monday, but we're hopeful. What we're planning for the 24th of this month, 2 days before the great TUC demo, is to have a day of strike action across universities and colleges. Thank you. We'll be out on strike over pensions, over job security and over pay. And we hope other trade unions too, through their own democratic processes, will be organising in the coming weeks and months for industrial action so we can coordinate our action. And so we're not only demonstrating, but also taking action to stop these industrial action, to stop these policies which are attacking our jobs, our services and our living standards. Thank you.
Big hand for the university lecturers and students. They're going to need all our support here. And we're going to give that solidarity from the movement here, and particularly here from Sheffield Undercuts Alliance. I'm very pleased to have our next speaker here, Gillian Creasy, who's leader of the Greens here in Sheffield, and they've been a very progressive partner with us in the Undercuts Alliance. Gillian, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to speak. Fantastic to see many people here. Fantastic to see so many banners, so many handmade placards. Welcome to everybody who's come to Sheffield just for today. And welcome to everybody to the City Hall. Whose City Hall?
Our City Hall!
I'm a health worker, I'm a member of Unite, I'm a city councillor, and I'm also representing the Green Party here today. On health, in the 1980s, I remember as a newly appointed GP coming to this City Hall for big meetings and rallies to fight the Tory reforms on our health service. In 1997, when Blair got in, we breathed a sigh of relief. We thought we were safe. But then we saw PFI, the Private Finance Initiative. We saw private clinics eating into the NHS. We saw foundation hospitals. So we saw how private enterprise was eating away at the money that was being put into the NHS. So now here we are in 2011, fighting a new threat to the NHS. We're fighting the coalition government reforms, who are continuing that privatisation with a vengeance. Whose NHS?
Our NHS!
Whose NHS is it?
Our NHS!
It wasn't in the Lib Dem manifesto to privatise it. It wasn't even in the star, star, star Tory manifesto to privatise it. Whose NHS is it?
Our NHS!
So let's call on the Lib Dems to stand up for our NHS. On the council, I'm a city councillor. Sheffield City City Council's grant was cut by 15% by central government. That's this year, and there's more to come next year and the following year. So the Lib Dem City Council budget proposed 80 million plus cuts of 80 million plus of cuts. And Lib Dem leader Paul Scriven had the cheek. He had the cheek to take pride in the way that he was salami slicing our services. No libraries will be cut, but they'll be cut to the bone. No voluntary services will be cut, but actually they'll be cut to the bone. And he dared take pride in what he was doing. And he didn't go to national government to plead on behalf of our city. Other leaders across the country went to government and pleaded for less cuts at least, or slower cuts at least. Not Paul Scriven. The Greens on the council proposed that we should try at least to shift some money from the poor to the rich, that we should cut top executive pay. Yes. And with that money, we could have saved SureStart. We could have saved some citizens' advice bureaus. We could have saved some community police. We could have invested in job-creating projects. And when this was not accepted, we voted against that cuts budget. So we call on councillors of all parties to remember who they represent and to fight against the cuts. The Green Party. We won't cut the Death Star, no. There's a very fine Death Star down here. Do you want to read out what it says on your banner? Let me read it out. It says, Thatcher's me mother and Clegg's me son. Don't cut the Death Star. Let's have some fun. Okay, I'm moving on quickly. I've been told to move on. The Greens are the only Westminster party saying no to cuts. But it's not enough just to say no to cuts. We need to say what we stand for. We want fairness. We want good public services. We want decent pensions, decent benefits. We want free education. We want grants, not loans. We certainly don't want higher tuition fees. And how would we do this? We would tax the rich. It's easy. We'd bring in a Robin Hood tax. We'd tax the banks. We'd close the tax loopholes. And we would create 1 million new jobs. We would invest in jobs and people and in our future. So I call on everyone here to carry on fighting for our future. Thank you.
Thanks, a big hand for Gillian there. Quickly moving on, Phil Brandon from Right to Work.
Chris Banbury from Right to Work. I want to say something. This is a great demonstration today. But what happens if we all came out and strike? What happens if we did this and blocked every city centre in this country? Because that's what we've got to do to get these people out of government. We've got to break this coalition. On the 26th of March, we should demonstrate together. On the 28th of March, we should start organising, not just to demonstrate, but to strike together. We should shut down in every city centre. We should go and shut down Barclays, Vodafone, Boots, the corporate tax avoiders. We need direct action. We should follow the people of Egypt. If the people of Egypt can beat Mubarak, we can do the same. And we need to make life hell for these people in there. Those Liberal Democrats shouldn't be able to gather in any town, city or village without us being there and saying, get out of government. You've no mandate for this. You weren't elected for this. Get the hell out. We are fed up with these people. These are Tories. Tories and Tory scum. And they shouldn't be in office today. Let's unite together. The students showed what could be done. The students scared Clegg. They scared Cameron. If it's us all together, we can beat these people. They're not Thatcher, you know. I still hate Thatcher, and I look forward to the day she dies. But this, Clegg is not Thatcher. Cameron's not Thatcher. These are rich Eton boys. They don't depend on the health service. They don't depend on the children's centres. They don't go on public transport. They've got their own little world in their own little ghettos in London. And by the way, on the 26th of March, maybe we should think of going into Belgravia, going to where the rich are, and actually saying, you're the scum that are cutting our services. You don't have to pay. The bankers, take the wealth. Take the corporate wealth off these people. That's the answer to the cuts. Let's go from here today. Let's build the 26th of March. It's the biggest demonstration in years. And from the 26th of March, let's use it as a stepping stone to what we need, the most effective form of direct action, a general strike. Okay, another union that's in the front line. The GMB, here's Peter Davis from the GMB. Well done, Peter.
Hello, Sheffield. Well, a general strike. Great. How'd that happen? Sheffield, it's an absolutely fantastic turnout today. If you listened to the media yesterday, Sheffield would be up in flames by now. I tell you what a fantastic turnout, but one of the best turnouts. It was nice to see all these Lib Dems or Tories, I get them mixed up these days, coming out to welcome you in. I never thought I'd see a Conservative Party function like this in our fine city. But by God, we've got one there now. People, that fence is a dividing point. It's a dividing point between the truth and lies. Yesterday we heard Clegg yet again peddling the Lib Dem lie that only 270 jobs are going to go in this fine city. What a fine example. The GMB have pinned up the HR1 form on our Sheffield office windows that confirms 800 staff are going to go. 470 have already gone. 150 are going in outsourced services. If that's not a lie that came out of Clegg's mouth yesterday, I don't know what is. We are in trouble. We're in financial trouble in this country, not because of the fat public sector that they constantly talk about. And let's go over why we've got a big public sector. We've got a big public sector because our forefathers died in their thousands, in their millions, in two world wars, and they demanded more. They demanded education. They demanded a health service, and they demanded good public sector services. So keep your greedy hands off them, you Tory bastards. Now it's all well and good. It's all well and good, isn't it? Talking about the trouble that we're in. It's all well and good bailing the banks out to the point of billions. And at the same time that our members are getting out of bed and getting their redundancy notices, they put on breakfast TV and there they are, the big fat bankers with a £6.5 million bonus checks. It's disgusting. Absolutely bloody disgusting. Now the trade unions can huff and they can puff. And you know what? There's a lot of us here would love to see a general strike. That would send them a great message. But we've got to start somewhere. And there's been a lot of talk about ballots and about strike action, and trade unions have huffed and they've puffed and they've huffed and they've puffed. Well, I can tell you now, the GMB's had enough of huffing and puffing in Sheffield. And I'm announcing to you here today that in 2 weeks' time, the GMB in Sheffield will be launching an industrial action ballot. That industrial action ballot will include strike action. And that ballot will be to get our members behind an industrial action campaign to stop the freeze on increments and to stop the compulsory redundancies, which everybody in the public sector knows there is no need for. And I'm calling on our brothers and sisters in the other trade unions. Get off your knees and join us. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. We're going to be right behind you in that struggle, Peter. You're going to need our support. We're going to give it to you. Right.
really pleased we got here. Paul Bromfield, Labour MP for Sheffield Central. Paul, it's absolutely brilliant to have you here. Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. And you very nearly didn't have me here, not least because I only won last May by 165 votes out of 41,500 cast against the Liberal Democrats. But since last May, the number of people who have stopped me in the street and who have said, "I'm sorry, I got it wrong. I was mistaken to vote for the Liberal Democrats." But let me tell you, they weren't mistaken. They were misled by promise after promise. 20% of my constituents are students. And Nick Clegg relentlessly worked that student vote, saying that the Liberal Democrats were different, promising that not only would they vote against any increase in tuition fees, they would abolish them. He made a heartfelt plea on YouTube to students. The students that I talk to now have learned their lesson, and they're very clear on the betrayal of Nick Clegg. But it wasn't just on tuition fees. It was on Forge Masters. Before the election, he was in favour of the loan. After the election, he disowned the loan. He disowned Sheffield, the city he is supposed to represent. On public services, on a whole range of issues, those promises made were so easily broken by somebody who claims to be representing new politics. But we need to recognise that this isn't just a tactical deal. It's not just a practical coalition. There is real ideological convergence between the Clegg faction at the heart of the Liberal Democrats and the Tories. Just before the general election, Nick Clegg said what he believed in, above all, was a small state. And there is, in the language of Clegg and the language of Cameron, identical hostility to the state. Well, their state are our public services. And we need to unite those who work in public services with those who depend on public services and the voluntary sector alongside them in resisting, not simply the cuts, but in resisting the argument to dismantle the state which we have built up in this country since 1945. And we need to take on the argument about the deficit. I sit in the House of Commons, and every time we speak out to defend education and maintenance allowances, to defend legal aid, to defend the different aspects of the system that they are dismantling, the argument comes back, well, what about the economic mess? We've got to clear the deficit. They talk about Labour profligacy. I don't remember any Conservative or Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament complaining when we built the new hospitals, when we built the new schools, when we employed the extra teachers, when we built up those services which have been dismantled over the 18 long years of Tory government. The crisis was not caused by Labour expenditure, it was caused by the international bankers. And we shouldn't be the people, our people who are depending on public services, shouldn't be the people that are paying the price. I remember when Sheffield had buckets in our school corridors under the Tories in the 80s and the 90s, when every year, every winter, there were elderly patients stacked up in the corridors in Sheffield hospitals because there weren't the beds for them. We changed that over the last 13 years, and I tell you, these Tories, they deeply resent it, and alongside them, so does Nick Clegg. One of the worst moments for me as a new Member of Parliament was when George Osborne got up to announce the comprehensive spending review, taking away jobs, devastating our society, unpicking the welfare state, and the Tories rose in hysteria to cheer him, to wave their order papers, to say how fantastic this was, that they were turning the clock back on the social progress that we'd made in this country over 60 years. But I tell you, the first person to leap to his feet, to clap George Osborne on the back, was Nick Clegg. And it is a disgrace that the Liberal Democrats are propping up this government. But we should also recognise that there are those who voted Liberal Democrats, there are those who supported them, there are those within this hall who don't agree with where Nick Clegg is taking their party. And And in this hall today, they will be debating the future of the National Health Service. And I hope that those who have those misgivings will win the day, will hold their leadership to account, because it is not too late to stop the devastation and the privatisation of the health service that the Tories are planning with the support of Nick Clegg and the Liberal Democrats. So let's recognise that. Let's make the case to them. Let's save those services while we have the chance. But above all, this is a tremendous demonstration of the feelings of the people of this city about the betrayal of the Liberal Democrats. The real opportunity will be on May the 5th. Nick Clegg is asking people to back him in continuing to run the City Council. The City Council, which is facing over the next 4 years, cuts in 30%. How does that compare with the cuts that are being made in Tory Dorset? It doesn't, because in Tory Dorset the local authority is getting an increase. It is a disgrace. The people of this city have the opportunity to make their voice known on May the 5th. Send Nick Clegg a message.
Thanks very much, Paul. Now, before I bring on our next speaker, I've heard that there's a little bit of a confrontation with the police down that end. Can I ask some of our stewards and the police liaison officers to go down there and sort that out and stop the police beating up our youngsters? Thanks very much. Right, we've got now our next speaker, Tony Cairns, Deputy General Secretary of the CWU. Our post is... Tony, the post office is under a lot of threat at the moment from the Tories who want to privatise it. We're not going to let them. Tell us what we're going to do about it.
Thank you. I'll come on to the post office in a minute. What I've been doing on a day-to-day basis, I've been noticing how fast the pace of change is and the cuts that are being announced. But there's not all bad news, because I read in the paper on the way here this morning, it says Lib Dems in funds crisis. As it's no longer an opposition party, it's not entitled to the 1.7 million of the state's money. And for the first time, it's had to take a bank loan out. So it looks like the Lib Dems, as well as being politically bankrupt, are now going to be financially bankrupt. And that can only be good news. And the pace of change is rapid and the cuts are savage and deep. Yesterday I noticed an announcement, West Norfolk Council, you're going to love this, they told social workers that in order to deal with the job losses, all social workers should be considered becoming independent traders so that they can sell their services back. Public services done from the back of Trotter's trading van. 171 redundancies being announced in Newcastle College, and there's a meeting on Wednesday, and everybody who's in the North East should get along to that to protest about that. And I even read on a Police Federation website, the Police Federation, in answer to cuts in their overtime and in their jobs, the Police Federation saying that they're considering having a march before the Royal Wedding to protest against the cuts. I say this to the police, a bit like Len McCluskey. Hands off our kids, but this, it's your job too, officer, your job too. And instead of protecting them, you should be here joining us. Dealing this issue about workers and ballots and strikes. We've got a section of the Communication Workers Union, 4,000 people who work in the Crown offices. They're the main post offices you see up and down the country. They were told they were getting a nil pay rise this year. Nil pay rise. While the managers and the directors of the business were given a pay rise and a bonus. So we balloted our members for strike action, and 93% of our members voted yes for strike action. The message clearly is that if you go to workers who are being told there's job losses and pay cuts, and you give them the option of balloting for industrial action, they vote yes in overwhelming numbers. One of the first acts that this government did was to announce the privatisation of Royal Mail. Not in either of the Lib Dem or the Conservative manifestos. Nowhere. Every single opinion poll that this union's conducted shows that the overwhelming mass of the British public want Royal Mail kept as a public service. But rather than that, the government wants to sell it off to its rich mates in the city. And we've seen the effects of post office privatisation. TNT and Deutsche Post, who run private postal services in Holland and in Germany, you pay sometimes 2, 3, 4 times as much for your postal services in those countries than you do over here. The CWU is committed to a campaign to keep the post public, and we intend to keep the post public with your support. I just want to...
talk about some of this stuff about the issue of the deficit. Speakers before me, the Right to Work speaker at the beginning of March, was right to talk about the myths of the deficit. And the reason that's important, because once you understand that the whole deficit thing is a myth, it wasn't caused by me, it wasn't caused by you, it was caused by international corporate banking greed, then you ask yourselves why the cuts. The cuts are nothing more than ideology from a right-wing Tory party backed by these bastard left liberal Democrats in this hall. But I think we sometimes go about this the wrong way. I think we ask the question the wrong way when we talk about cuts. I seen an interview on the television where they were going up to people in the streets, and they interviewed this old woman, and she said, "Do you think there should be benefit cuts?" "Yes," she said, "there's a deficit." "What about your pension?" "My pension's not a benefit," she said. She's right, her pension is a benefit. Her pension is a right, and that's what we should be campaigning for. We should be saying to people, if you want to get old and have a pension, that's a right you fight for, and not talk about cuts. If you want to L service free and on demand at the point of delivery when you need it, that's not a benefit, that's a right. If you want your kids estate educated and educated properly, that is a benefit, that's a right and not a benefit, and that's the real point. Come to this issue with a big society. Actually, I think we should put Cameron and Thatcher together. Thatcher said there's no such thing as society, and Cameron said there's the big society. Actually, it should be there's no such thing as the big society, as far as I'm concerned. But you see, the way I look at a big society, and this is the complete, almost a joke, except it's true, there's a charity called Time Bank. Time Bank is a charity that pulls people together who want to volunteer. So you would think in a big society type idea, people volunteering, Time Bank would be something that the government would like. In fact, it was, because last year the government minister, Nick Hayes, applauded Time Bank for the work they've done. So Time Bank, not being a frontline charity, doesn't have collections of buckets. It relies on state funding. So when they went to the government Time Bank this year to say, we support the big society, we're going to get people to volunteer and put them back out in the community, we need £500,000 of the government money, what did the government say? Shut off. Right? So much for the big society. Actually, the way I think of the big society is unable, this is the government's line, unable to control corporate greed, unable to rein in tax dodgers, unable to do anything and unwilling to do anything about the banks and the money that they stole off the British public, the big society is, I tell you what, usury. That's the real effect of Cameron's big society. And I think it is incumbent on all of us to come together. 26th of March, I think, isn't the end. I think the 26th of March should be the beginning. And again, I echo what Len McCluskey said about workers supporting students. I'll tell you why the CWU and workers in the CWU support students. Because today's students are the doctors, the dentists, the engineers, the architects that society is going to need in the future. And if the students are protesting, then the CWU and workers should be protesting with them. And when the National Pensioners Convention takes to the streets because the state pension is cut, then workers should be standing with them. And when Unite Against Fascism are on the streets, fighting racism, fighting the BNP and fighting the UDL, workers should be with them. These people in this hall are propping up the most vicious, anti-working class, right-wing government we have ever seen. And a message needs to be sent to them. Come the May election, come the Scottish election, and come the next general election, you're going to be out. But the message to all political parties needs to be this. The people of this country demand as a right public services. And no party will get the support of the people in this country with a cuts agenda. Our fight is right, and we will keep it going.
Tony, absolutely brilliant. And I just want to finish off today's event by thanking you for being absolutely fantastic today. You've seen all the priests here, the £2 million they spent on that security. Well, we proved them that they didn't need that. We proved them that we can mass together 5,000 people and demonstrate peacefully, angrily, but with dignity and with the moral high ground, and give a message to the Liberal Democrats. You're not going to get away with this. Come the next election, and there's elections in May. We'll see a repeat of what happened in Barnsley up the road, where Liberal Democrats were forced into sixth place. You're finished until you change your mind. We're going to bring this coalition down. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to take some time. We've got a big march in London on the 26th of March, and we're going to make a huge, huge show of force there. But we're going to carry on and build and build and build the widest possible alliance of trade unions, students, pensioners, council house tenants, community groups, activists, and yes, the thousands, the millions of ordinary individual people who have no organisation, no voice, who are frightened and have, with us, a broad alliance like this Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance, a vehicle in which we can express and unify and stand up about the cuts and the attacks that's happening on us here today. We've got a public meeting of Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance scheduled for April the 7th, hopefully in the university. We'll confirm that venue. Look out for us on our website. Please, unions, organisations here that's represented today, affiliate. There are some buckets around. We desperately need cash. If we're going to carry on making this sort of protest, we need your financial support. So please do donate. And I can only say once again, you've been absolutely brilliant today. I hope you've enjoyed it half as much as I have. This is the start. We're going on to win. Liberal Democrats, you're going on to lose. We made our statement today. And well done, everybody. And please have a safe journey home. Thank you very much indeed.